That's right. We had 4 losses from Sam last week. We'd love to see that go up to at least 5 this week.
Ooh, it's lofty.
Well, we're already on our way. He had a big loss yesterday. And we've got Olivia from Laval on her way to work at the Heart Institute this morning. And you said that today's going to be great because you get to play Sam right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're so excited that you're excited to play. And you listen every morning so you know exactly how this goes down, right?
Yep.
All right, girl, we're pulling for you and we've got 30 seconds on the clock. Good luck, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, Olivia, what U.S. city is nicknamed Beantown?
Boston.
Finish the book title. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of?
Azkaban.
Rhesus, Capuchin, and Howler are types of what?
Monkeys.
Robin Williams dressed up as an old nanny in this 1993 movie.
Ooh, pass.
What is the name of these popular sheepskin boots from Australia?
Uggs.
Robin Williams dressed up as an old nanny in this 1993 movie.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, beautiful. She got it. Beautiful work. All right. Oh, you can breathe now. Sam was listening.
Sam's back in.
Don't be nervous. You did a great job. Sam was listening to Gin and Juice.
Were you
in
clapping
his
me in?
I was actually celebrating Olivia's amazing performance.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
What I was doing, all right?
Well, keep those hands ready because you may need them again.
Good luck, Sam. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, what U.S. city is nicknamed Beantown?
Boston.
Finish the book title, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of?
Pass.
Rhesus, Capuchin, and Howler are types of what?
Dogs.
Robin Williams dressed up as an old nanny in this 1993 movie.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
What is the name of these popular sheepskin boots from Australia?
Uggs.
Finish the book title, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of?
Azkaban. Azkaban, I don't know.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah, I don't know what's so funny, yeah.
Because, what? I don't know, I made up a Harry Potter word.
All right.
No, you didn't. Okay, that's the right one. I did.
No, you didn't make that up.
I didn't make it up?
No.
Is that an actual word?
There's no way you made that
okay.
word.
All right, let's see how you guys made out. What U.S. city is nicknamed Beantown? The answer is Boston, and you are both correct on that one. Nice work, Olivia. Nice work, Sam.
Yep.
Finish the book title, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
That's what
answer.
It is?
Yes.
No way.
You're not just making up a word.
You subconsciously knew it.
I guess. I didn't see it. I didn't read it, so I must have been so.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so you guys were both correct on that one. Rhesus, Capuchin, and Howler are types of what? The answer is monkeys. You know, Howler monkeys. That's how I would have gotten it.
Oh, okay.
But Olivia was correct on that one.
You were.
Sure.
Ooh,
nice
all right.
work,
go,
Olivia. Robin Williams dressed up as an old nanny in this 1993 movie. The answer is Mrs. Doubtfire. You're both correct on that.
Okay.
And the final question, brand name of the popular sheepskin boots from Australia. The answer is Uggs, and you both get that right, which means, Olivia, you just beat Sam.
Yay!
Oh, my God.
Where are you finding these people? This is incredible.
I love it. Everybody is so smart in Montreal these past couple of weeks, especially.
Look, when you go 5 for 5, I got to tip my hat to you.
She
you know?
Did it flawlessly, like so flawlessly executed. You are a queen, Olivia. Congratulations. Wow. We've got an amazing prize for you, too.
Yeah, we do. A gift basket from Chocolat Favori. So congratulations. It's delicious, delicious chocolates.
Gourmet
chocolates.
And along with the chocolate, you can tell everybody that you are officially smarter than Sam, which is huge.
The bragging rights are what I'm looking for.
Yes.
That's what she wanted. Nice.
Is anyone happy for me that I guessed Azkaban and got that right? Because I'm pretty proud of that myself.
All I see is that you just didn't remember that you knew that. Basically, that's all I get out of that. But nice work, Sam. Thanks for showing up. You came to work on time this morning.
Yay. Small victories.
Awesome.
And we've got Jessica from NDG ready to take on Sam this morning. How are you feeling, Jessica?
I mean, I'm shaking, but I'm good.
You're shaking. You're good. Take a deep breath. Sam has been losing a lot lately, and he already lost once this morning, all right? So
I like those odds.
Good. Yeah. Statistics are on your side. 30 seconds on the clock for you. Good luck, Jessica.
Okay, Jessica, what part of a candle do you light?
Wick.
Aviophobia is the fear of what?
Birds.
Finish the cliche. Loose lips sink.
Ship.
What do you get when you combine a spoon and a fork?
Spork.
Danny Zuko and Sandy Olsen found summer love in what movie?
Grease.
That's it. Well done.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Very nice work.
Time to spare, Jessica.
Yeah. All right. We're playing a little OPP in Sam's headphones. this morning.
That gangsta stuff.
You're up against Jessica from NDG.
Jessica, let the better man or woman win.
She did well.
She did well?
The better man or woman.
I'm feeling good.
She's feeling good. Oh,
yeah. All right.
All right. We've got 30 seconds on the clock, Sam.
Okay.
What part of a candle do you light?
The wick.
Aviophobia is the fear of what?
What?
Aviophobia.
Flying?
Finish the cliche. Loose lips sink.
Ships.
What do you get when you combine a spoon and a fork?
A spork.
Danny Zuko and Sandy Olsen found summer love in what movie?
Hey, Danny Zuko. That would be Grease.
I'm sorry, can you do that impression again?
Hey, I'm Danny Zuko.
That's awful. That's not your best.
Not the best. Not the worst.
He did it the other night on The Tonight Show. It was really great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. John Travolta now. It was very nostalgic to see. All right, let's see how you guys made out. The part of a candle that you light, of course, is the wick. You're both correct on that one. Aviophobia is the fear of flying. Jessica, you were so close. You said birds. Yeah. So close.
I thought that was too obvious.
I know. How disappointing. Finish the cliche, loose lips sink.
Ships.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And you're both correct on that one.
Do you have loose lips?
No.
Okay.
Many ships have gone down, though, because of loose lips. Titanic,
what,
I think.
What do you get when you combine a spoon and a fork? The answer is a spork. You were both correct on that one. And Danny Zuko and Sandy Olsen found summer love in what movie? The answer is Grease, and you were both correct on that one. So it was just that flying question.
Jessica!
That put Sam up over you, so Jessica.
Close. Yeah. So close. It was
so
close.
So sorry. You did a really, really great job. It was such a pleasure playing with you. Try again soon, okay?
Will do.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
You too.